so I am 7 years old. Today is date?
The November 27th.
November 27th, and I am speaking with my partner's name.
With G-Daddy.
With G-Daddy. Who is my grandfather. We are recording the interview.
Shh, use your words.
In Birmingham, Alabama.
And where's G-Daddy?
And my grandfather is in Pensacola, Florida.
Good job. Okay, and here's your questions. Can you ask him?
What is your full name?
My full name is Jeffrey. J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
The good news is we have it all written this time.
Oh, okay.
We're just asking Lena, the questions.
L-E-A-M-A-N. So, S-C-O-P-H.
What was your life like as a kid?
Well, I grew up in a very small town, 5,000 people, Hamlet, North Carolina. And we had a very community with about 12 to 15 kids in our same age bracket. So we really enjoyed playing outside a lot, played a lot of games, got along real well. And I had a brother, younger brother, and an older sister. And we really enjoyed growing up there.
What was your favorite game?
My favorite game was baseball. Although we played a lot of kickball, football, basketball. But my favorite game was baseball, which I was very good at.
What's the most important accomplishment of your life so far?
Well, I would say have my kids and grandkids in life, but also contributing to, you know, all the families we've been involved with, including yours.
What is one thing I should know about you that I don't know already?
Well, you probably don't know that I have, you know, and working in the pharmaceutical industry, co-authored inventing 14 patents for drugs that are, some of them are on the market today. So I'm an accomplished inventor.
I know. We're just going to add that.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
I'm sorry? Say that again.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
On my life?
Yeah.
I had a, when I was young, I had a baseball coach who taught me a lot about the sport and a lot about character and was a mentor to making me a better person, as well as a good athlete and baseball player.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Yes, it would be fishing at the Outer Banks and catching a lot of fish.
I think he's about to go fishing soon. You ask him.
Are you going fishing soon?
I'm going this coming Friday to the Outer Banks. Absolutely. And be fishing with a lot of friends of mine. And
what are you fishing for?
We're fishing for anything that will bite our hook. Mostly, we're hoping to catch puppy drum, stripers, and bluefish.
What was your first job?
My first job was, as a kid, I was mowing lawns. My first job after college was pharmaceuticals, drug development.
Ask him where the furthest is he's ever been.
Where's the furthest you've ever been?
I've been to China, Indonesia, Taiwan, Korea. That's probably the farthest. It's Korea.
For great...
Hold on. Say it clear.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you like them... To know?
Yeah. Well, that I was a good father and a good grandfather and loved everybody very much.
And I think you should say a good baseball player.
And a good fisherman.
And good fisherman. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a good fisherman. I actually was a scout for the Atlanta Braves for 10 years. You know the Atlanta Braves?
Yeah. It's funny. Last year I was playing for their team.
Yeah, I scouted. You know what scout means?
Finds players.
Find players who we would bring up to the club and sign. So actually, we signed probably 20 or 30 players when I was working with the Atlanta Braves.
Wow. Got any other questions?
That's all we have. Thank you for spending time for this interview.
Absolutely. Love to do it. Hope it went well.
I love you.
I love you too.
It went great. We love you too, oh, Daddy. Great. Thank you so much.
Love you. Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
I'm going back.
You guys have a good night.
You too. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.